good afternoon. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries coming with another intercessory prayer weekend message. And today being September the 2nd. And we truly thank God for another day, another time, that we can praise Him. I'll tell you, the time is going quickly. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. And we come thanking you for another day, another time, another hour, another second, another minute, half a second, split second. We thank you. We thank you for guiding us. We thank you for leading us. We thank you for strengthening us. We thank you for speaking to these minds. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for protection. We thank you for being God. We lift you up right now, Lord Jesus. We say thank you. We thank you that you are on the network because you are the network. And we thank you. We bless your name. We praise you. And we thank you. Go into nursing homes, hospitals, Jesus Christ. Touch those, Lord, who need a touch on today. Touch that one who's depressed. Touch that one who's anxious. Touch that one who doesn't know. Touch that one who do know, but feeling down right about now. Touch that one, Jesus Christ. We ask that you touch them. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you. We thank you for it all, Jesus Christ. We thank you for touching our attitudes. We thank you. We praise you. We bless your name. We thank you for your keeping power. We say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen. Hopefully everyone is having a good day as the day is transitioning into the evening hours. Still in the afternoon, so to speak, but afternoon, evening will be here soon before you know it. On today, the intercessory prayer weekend message is entitled, Because God Said So. Well, you know, when God speaks, and because he speaks, and because he knows, and because things are going to go the way that he says, because he's sovereign, knows it all, he says so. And because he says so, that's the way it's going to go. Matthew 22:37-39 reads thus, Wise Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, that thou love thy neighbors as thyself. Let me say that, you know, we know people, we like people, we connect with people, we associate with people. And oftentimes, you know, we may get into some disagreements and we may not agree on things that we talk about. And then sometimes what some people tend to do is, you know, because of the disagreement or because of however the disagreement may have come out or however the situation may have gone, that the person may have felt at that point, well, you know what, I don't want to be bothered with them no more. So they kind of cut them off. And so they don't want to have no more to do with them. And they'll just go through this, yada, yada, all this about how it's no longer them. It's not about them. They don't have nothing else to say to them. They just totally put them behind their minds. And so here, that loving the Lord with all our hearts and our souls and loving Him first, which that's definite. That's like with the explanation point. That's with the period. That's not with a question mark or all. It is. And because God said so. And because God says so, guess what? That's how it goes. That's how it goes. He says so. He says it. Loving Him with all thy heart, thy soul, and thy mind. Because He said so. And so with him saying that, and also that first and great commandment, He said so. And because He said so, and the second unto it, loving the neighbor as thyself, loving that neighbor as thyself, that friend, that associate, even down to the brethren. Yeah, and loving them just like we love ourselves. And oh, well, we definitely, and many would say that they definitely love themselves. I'll tell you, I can't see so many people. they prove that point in what they do and in terms of how much they love themselves. but we have that commandment to love thy neighbor as thyself. And simple commandment here. Simple commandment here. And it's gonna go God's way. He knows, you know, how we get in terms of, you know, when people hurt us, bother us, and we just kind of want to snap the scissors, cut it off, that's it. You know, no longer want anything to do with them. But because we got this great commandment here, because God said so, that we are to love thy neighbor as thyself. And that's you know, somebody easily argue it out. Well, you know, I'm not gonna put up with how they treat me and how they, you know, talk to me, this and that. Well, you know, that's where we have to take that initiation. You know, God give us the strength. Go to that person to talk to them. Because everybody ain't going to agree. And that's okay. But because God says so, then we have to follow that loving thy neighbor as thyself. And we have to follow such. So, you know, everybody got their own opinion. And we need to accept that opinion. We need to accept what we're going to accept, what God says, how He says it, what He means it to be, and how it's going to be. His opinion, God's opinion, is going to overturn, it's going to overtop, it's going to overdo, and it's going to rule. And it's going to take precedence as the final authority of any other thing that anybody else even have to contribute their attention or contribute their words to. It's not even, it's going to matter. And the Almighty God, what He says goes. And what He says goes because He said so. And we got the 66 to give us the guidelines, to give us the map of what He says goes. His word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, and we have it. And so, you know, He is with us. And because He's with us and how we listen to Him and His instructions, what He says, go, because He said so. So, you know, our journey, you know, even His life on earth, the Lord's life on earth, you know, He dealt with all kinds of people. And gave all kinds of examples for people to live by. And with all those, he gave those examples to them. Well, guess what? Because he said so, and what was to be, and how people behaved, because what he said was going to happen. And he gave specific instructions. It's like he gave a specific instruction to love your neighbor as well as thyself. So, you know, and he didn't sugarcoat any of it. He meant every word he said because he said so. So let that be a motivation. Let that be a motivation. Let that be instilled. Let that be placed within our minds of remembering. Not that we don't, but we can always use these reminders. Lots of times, sermons that we get, they're good reminders for the soul. So let's be honest about ourselves here. You know, we have to be honest with ourselves, and each of us have to check our own selves that say whatever, you know, we like, but, you know, and how we hear it, but what God says, go. So, you know, that's just like somebody telling you something, and God told you. They didn't tell you. They told you better not. And so what you do? Did you listen to them? Or did you listen to the Lord and what he said? Because what he said, go. Because he said so. And so we have to listen to him. Listen to what he says, what they say is not more important than what he say, because he said so. So let us just take that, you know, that big example, really, because he said that's a great commandment there. And let us take a look at it and expound on it even more within our minds, that loving our neighbor as thyself. We're going to love the Lord first, and loving him with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. But what he says goes. So guess what? He gave us those scriptures right there, right? Gave us those two scriptures because he said so. And because he said so, that's the way them scriptures gonna go, right? That's the way they're going to go. They were the chosen scriptures. And because God said so, even in those two scriptures, here we go. Just a little blessing for you over there, because God said so. And that is your intercessory prayer weekend message, to the point, because God said so. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. We come thanking you for another day, another hour, another time. And thank you because you said so. And we thank you, Jesus Christ, for it all. I ask you, Father, that you bless those and who listen to the replay. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for all that you do. We praise you, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Touch those, Father. Touch those who need a touch in their bodies. We thank you. We ask you, Father, touch that one who's feeling depressed on today. That one that's just not feeling right. Father, bring those to you for the kingdom. For the time is at hand. And we thank you, Jesus Christ, for it all. And we say thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You have a blessed, you have a peaceful, you have a safe remaining of the weekend. And this is actually a Labor Day weekend 2023. Blessings to you all.